What's up? It's Promo Palace Vlog 13. I'm going to title this one, The Oversaturation of Submissions. All right. I know a lot of artists out here, y'all rely solely on submissions. That's not a good way to go about trying to make it in the music business, unless you're just doing it as a hobby. Because the bigger the platform, the less time and the less they care about submissions. Because I'm going to tell you right now, FM radio, unless you're paying somebody to work FM radio, you might get, you know, you might be able to submit to a few FM radio stations, small market stations locally, and get some airplay. But ain't no Hot 97 or Power 105 or any major market care about submissions from up-and-coming unsigned artists. If you ain't being served, if the music ain't been serviced by a label rep or somebody who works radio, they're not playing it, man. You could submit all you want, man. They don't have time. That's the thing. FM radio, their job is to broadcast music, not listen to submissions all day. And they're not paying nobody at FM radio to listen to submissions all day. You know, program director might, you know, when he goes home, decide he has a little bit of time to listen to some submissions. Or the DJ that has a mix show might have a little bit of time to listen to submissions. But they don't have all the time in the world, you know. When you got, like, Hot 97 or Power 105, they're probably getting 1,000 submissions a day. That's 3,000 minutes of music. There's not even enough minutes in a day to listen to all that music, you know. So they get to the point where when you just get overwhelmed with submissions, you're not going to kill yourself to keep them up. You're just going to let them you're just going to get to them when you can get to them. You know, even my company, I get about 100 submissions a day. You know, that's 300 minutes worth of listening time for music. I don't have that much time to listen to music in a day and make a living. I could throw music in the background while I'm working, but that's not going to be submissions. That's going to be, you know, music that I'm already a fan of, because listening to submissions is work. It's work, you know. None of these top blogs, Two Dope Boys, none of these top blogs, Complex, don't have time for submissions. And also, if they got people paying them for ads, advertising every day, every week, every month, why would they care about free submissions? You know, a company that's making a extensive living on the internet and they have a major platform, you know, like WorldStar isn't caring about no free submissions when they could get $800 a post per video and they're getting it every day, multiple times. So why would they have any time? If you're making $2,000 a day just to post videos, when do you have time for free stuff, free submissions? You don't really. You know, it's not that they just don't totally care. It's just when you get to the oversaturated point of it, you don't have time, man. And it just comes a nuisance, you know. Like, nobody has time to take out of their day to listen to 1,000 submissions every single day and still be able to pay the bills, man. That's what y'all got to understand. Submissions are just so oversaturated because everybody's submitting. Think about how many records are being released on Spotify every day. Thousands. 10,000, 20,000 records a week. That's how many submissions they get in a week. That's why you have to pre-release music and submit it a month ahead of time, because if you release your music a week ahead of time, They're not going to have time in a week to listen to no 70,000 submissions. Who got time to listen to 70,000 submissions in a week? No one. Nobody on this planet got that much time to listen to that. So by the time they get to your submission, it'll be 3 or 4 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks before they even get a chance to get to your submission, because you got about 100,000 submissions ahead of yours. And they ain't skipping. They're not skipping 100,000 submissions just because MC New Guy just submitted. What makes your stuff stand out from 100,000 submissions? I'm going to tell you what. Nothing. Nothing. Not when you're submitting. Nothing is making your submission stand out until they listen to your submission. And then they might, oh, this is way hot. This music might be way hotter than the 70 other thousand submissions I have. But until they listen to the music, there's no way, there's nothing that makes your submission stand out from the rest. You know, that's why, like, submission, if you're solely relying on submissions, I mean, good luck. Because the bigger the platform, the less time they have for it. And also, the bigger the platform, the more they're going to require from you to be accepted. Like social media following, and, you know, they're not just going to pick you up. Nobody picks you up nowadays just because your song is good. They want to see other things as well. They want to see how many followers you got on social media. You know, labels want to see everything across the board. You know, so this idea of just submitting to places, that only really works with these little small itty bitty platforms that are still trying to come up and become something relevant, you know. But the bigger the platform, the less time they have for submissions, because they're oversaturated. And the more oversaturated you get, the less you care about submissions, especially if you're making a living doing what you're doing. You know, free doesn't come first. In the business world, you know, when you're making a living, free doesn't come first. Free submissions don't come before paying clients. And that's another thing. Are you submitting free at a spot that actually has paying clients and customers? Because now you compete with the paying clients and customers. I'm going to tell you what, ain't no free submission competing with a paying client or customer. Ain't nobody picking a free submission over a paid client or customer, client customer that's paying you. Even if it's a one-time pay, one-off, they only pay you one time, they're not going to pick a free submission over. You got more time for paid clients than you do free submissions. You know, and if you're doing it backwards, then you're not going to make too much of a living, you know. So this idea that you're just going to submit free to all these places, yeah, you might get a few pickups here and there, but they're not going to be typically a lot of big major spots that have a big major push. I can tell you right now, ain't no top influencer on Instagram or TikTok accepting free submissions. You're paying. You know, most playlisters past Spotify are charging to get on playlists, you know, because if they spent money building up the playlist, they're sure not going to let you reap the benefits for free. And that's another thing. You don't get to reap the benefits for free at a spot that somebody spent a lot of money, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars to build up their platform or whatever it is, you know. You know, so like, submissions are oversaturated because everybody's doing it, because a lot of artists still think that talent dictates the music industry, and it doesn't. You know, content dictates the music industry, and it just isn't just the talented content. It isn't just the songs and the music videos. It's also the reality TV world content, you know, reality TV show content you put out there, you recording in the studio, writing to a beat, whatever it is, any content, any visual content that you record to yourself, you should put it out there. And all that content matters. If it's got antics attached to the content, you know, or don't have antics attached, you know, but this is a content driven world, and all the content that comes in between you releasing songs has a big part to play in what goes on with engagement and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So you're not submitting no major FM radio market and think you're getting free radio play. Like, you might submit locally to a radio station. It'll play you a few times, but that's it. That's it. Ain't no major blog picking up, you know, free submissions all day long, every day. They might pick up one here and there, but for the most part, most people are paying to get on the blogs or advertising to get on the blogs, you know. And yes, streaming, you know, like Spotify and Apple, they don't charge you to submit, but what makes your music stand out from 170,000 other submissions? So your music better be great, 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 great music. If you're going to stand out amongst 170,000 submissions by just listening to your song, because I'm going to tell you right now, out of 170,000 submissions, probably 160,000 are just good, okay, average, or awful, and probably only 10 of them are great songs or great artists. You know, this idea that everybody's making great music. No, no. If that was the case, there'd be so much more longevity in the music business. You know, people would last so much longer if everybody was just so great. You know, it doesn't matter if it's what you're into. I mean, it's like NBA, like I say, you know, you got your top five, you know, your first team all NBA, second team, and third. Once you get past that, man, these guys are not even, they're just like, you know, borderline all-stars or role players or just average or okay compared to everybody else, you know. And that's how the music business is too. You know, you got a handful of cats that are great every some odd years, and especially in hip hop, you know, or rap, you know. Other genres have a lot more greater artists like pop and stuff like that. But even R&B, man, there's not too many great R&B artists out there right now. Not too many greats. Very few. Just a lot of good artists, you know. So this idea that your song is going to stand out above a world of oversaturation, you know, hundreds of thousands of other songs, it just doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's better to advertise and promote and make your stuff stand out from the people who aren't advertising and promoting, or make your stuff stand out from the people who are advertising and promoting as well. You know, but I can tell you, like, you're standing out more when you advertise and get it out to more eyeballs than just going off of submissions, you know. And I'm not saying that you should never do submissions. I mean, it could be included in the marketing plan, you know, like Submit Hub submissions or something like that. But if this idea that your whole marketing plan is solely based on submitting here, submitting there, submitting here, submitting there, and hoping they pick up the music just cause, man, nobody's picking up music just cause. There's a lot more things that go into play nowadays. You know, branding, imaging, you know, fan base. More important than anything, fan base, you know. So, yeah, I'm just saying, like, don't get caught up in thinking submissions is going to be your sole avenue of getting you on in the music business. It's not going to work. It's not, you know, and to build fan base, you got to use your social media accounts anyways. So just submitting to blogs and stuff doesn't necessarily build fan base. You really build fan base in places that you can engage with your fans. You know, so advertising on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, these things are far more powerful than just submitting to platforms or submitting to blogs or submitting to radio or whatever, you know. You can submit to every FM radio station on the planet, man. Somebody still has to work the record. Somebody still has to call the stations and work the record, email the stations and work the record, you know. So yeah, man, I mean, just don't get caught up in thinking you can submit your way to the top, man. Not when there's just everybody submitting and it's oversaturated, you know, because everybody's not advertising or promoting like they should. But this is a business. This is a business. Every artist on the planet should be advertising and promoting with money, with marketing budgets. This is a business. Music business is a service, is the entertainment business. You are entertaining people. This is a service. We're not in the physical product business too much no more because nobody's selling physical CDs like that no more. All digital downloads. And the only physical product people are selling is merchandise, t-shirts and hats and book bags and stuff. And if you don't got fan base or you're not touring, you're not selling too much of that, especially just off of submitting. So, you know, you have to build fan base regardless, you know, any way you look at it. This idea that you could submit your way to the top, it's not happening. You know, every so often a person will submit music and they'll get somebody behind them, you know, financial backing and stuff. But this idea that you go submit your way to the top on radio and blogs, you know, if you're not submitting to get a financial backer, man, submissions are oversaturated. Bigger the platform, the more submissions they got, the less time they got to listen to submissions. And it gets to a point where they probably just don't even listen to submissions no more when you start getting thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of submissions. It just gets too overwhelming and just too much. You know, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Also, these vlogs go to my podcast, the Paul Pickett Podcast, which is a sports and music podcast. The music side of it is the vlogs, and the sports side of it is just a sports podcast. You know, if you want to check out our websites, we got promopalace.biz, promopalacellc.com, indiecastle.net, planetplaylist.com. New Litter Apparel is at newlitter.com. Also, you can follow us on social medias at promopalacellc. Or Indie Castle, email me at promopalace1@gmail.com regarding any services or questions about services. Also, the podcast, you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, TuneIn, Slacker, and a bunch of other platforms as well. You know what I'm saying? And subscribe for the new blogs. All our vlogs are basically marketing vlogs, music marketing or brand marketing vlogs, and the podcast are all sports related. Once again, my name is Paul Pickett. You can also Google Paul Pickett Podcast. And also these videos will be on our Facebook fan page, Instagram TV. Also email them out to our clients and whatnot. And once again, this is episode 12. Episode 13. Episode 13, the oversaturation of submissions. Once again, I'm Paul Pickett, Promo Palace LLC. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more, and I'm out. Peace.